This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I want to talk about these Cubs and what they're doing.
We will get to them in just a second. We'll give you the lineup for tonight's game. We're giving away a pair of tickets to see the Black Keys No Rain, No Flowers tour with special guest Gary Clark Jr. September 3rd, Huntington Bank Pavilion at Northerly Island in the City Beautiful. Tickets are available at LiveNation.com. Be caller number 6 right now to 312-540-0670. And you're going to go check out the Black Keys and Gary Clark Jr.
Lawrence, it's a right-handed pitcher for the Reds tonight. Zach Littell against Shota Imanaga in what should be an absolutely gorgeous evening at the ballpark.
Can we breathe the air tonight? I haven't checked on the air quality yet.
We're not in Canada. We're close, though.
Well,
I mean, you got no choice.
We did have that thing last week where we had the worst reported air in... And there was some, we're in the moderate zone. We're 98 today.
So against the righty Zach Littell, here's the Cubs lineup. Michael Busch at first base, leading off. Ian Happ in the two hole.
Interesting.
Switch hitting Ian Happ against the righty Littell in the two hole. Kyle Tucker in the three hole as a designated hitter. Pete Crow Armstrong hits fourth and plays center. Willie Castro plays right field.
Wait, so how many positions is that since he's been here?
Four. Four games played, four positions. And Willie Castro in right field, Kyle Tucker the DH, means Seiya Suzuki is getting the night off. After that, it's Nico Horner at second. Dansby in the seven hole. Reese McGuire, eight. And Matt Shaw in the nine hole. So lefty switch, lefty, lefty switch. Right off the top.
That's a good lyric.
What's that?
Lefty.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Switch.
Lefty switch.
That'd be a good like trap record.
Always dropping bars. Just constantly.
That's what they say about you.
Yeah. About me and about Council. You said Council was dropping bars the other day.
He did drop a bar on us
last
week.
Pressure's on Craig Council. Today was picture day. Today they took a picture of the whole team because this is the team. The deadline has come. The deadline is gone. There is no waiver deadline. And as constructed right now, the Cubs are going to have to fight for their life the rest of the way. And there are some things for Craig to figure out.
Like?
Well, who sits when he uses Willie Castro? That's a big one. And what does he do with those days off? Pete Crow Armstrong got the day off last night, and Seiya Suzuki gets the day off. So it's kind of a mental rest day for those guys. So that's one thing that is a big deal. How about who in the bullpen is the highest leverage lefty? Is it Taylor Rogers, the new guy? Should you trust him more than Caleb Thielbar, who's given up runs his last two times? Is Drew Pomerantz now third? Remember when Pomerantz hadn't given up a run in like his first 18? So who's the guy that you trust the most of those lefties? How about Andrew Kittredge or Ryan Brazier? Like, which one of those guys do you trust the most in that bullpen? I lean towards the new guys myself. Does he lean this quickly towards those new guys? We know it's Palencia as his number one closer. We know it's Brad Keller as his number one setup man, all things being equal from the right side. But then the questions after that and how the bullpen slots is a big, big deal. And then, of course, the starter choice when Jameson Taillon comes back, hopefully next week. Does he put Ben Brown in the bullpen, which he chose to do before yesterday? But
Ben Brown was so damn good yesterday.
So does he get tempted again and go back down the Ben Brown as a starter route next time?
I felt like I know that it was one of those things where like you're not expecting to pitch maybe that much that early in a game, and it really felt like you were watching a guy not think yesterday. Just pitch.
Just go.
Just go pitch. You got great stuff. Man. Just go pitch.
God, it's so weird because when he was real good against the White Sox on the South side, Ron Coomer was saying, hey, you know, I think the fact that they started him and they didn't use an opener and then go to him was a little more normalcy. So they're trying to figure out what they have to do. And they keep changing it up. But I'll say this about Council. In-game moves, extreme scrutiny. Right now, let's go. Surprised PCA didn't run last night after he got hit and you had the gift of Pete Crow Armstrong as a leadoff base runner. Last 30 days, we know the power's been down. They're 19th in homers. Last 30 days, they're 18th in stolen bases. What happened to the aggressive base running that was a hallmark of this team?
I think that we'll maybe see some of that. I mean, you do have to get on base first.
Yes, you do.
The three hits thing.
Yes, you do. And so it's all situational. It's tough to gauge just by stolen bases. I like to look at the Baseball Savant leaderboard for extra bases taken as a team. And they consolidate all this into one metric called runner runs. The Brewers are the best team base runners in baseball.
I'm shocked by that.
The Tigers are the second.
I'm shocked by that.
The Cubs, as of right now, are the 19th best.
I'm a little shocked by that.
Actually. I am quite shocked by that. And that number was much higher earlier in the year. So they've gotten a little bit less aggressive. And I think he needs to get the wheels in motion. The homers aren't there right now, at least. Does he sit around and wait for the three-run homer, Earl Weaver? It's been working for most of the year, but it's not working now. So will we see some more hit and run? I say yes. Give me some hit and runs. Give me some stolen bases starting right now. I agree. And give me some ITC.
Inside the Clubhouse, so the kids are calling it.
Thank you.
This is a weird thing, and when you brought this up that I started thinking about.
Okay.
Jed has put more pressure on his manager.
Without a doubt.
Because of what didn't happen at the deadline. So, like, the scrutiny, obviously there'll be overarching scrutiny on Jed and ownership. But now, if you're a Cub fan, and you're right. Like, let's see that $8 million per from the manager. The manager now has to, in a way, overcome the organization to get the team to where they want to go.
$8 million a year. You're supposed to be really good at this.
One of the best.
Jed's teams have petered out in recent years, late in the year. You're supposed to be the manager that changes that. So you got another 83 and 79 in you? I don't think so. I think they'll be a lot better than that.
No, I'm the same way that I think bust is off the table for Caleb Williams.
Mm-hmm.
I also think not making the playoffs is off the table for the Cubs.
I think that's probably true when you look at the standings. The team they have to fear in that regard, if we're going to get down towards the bottom of the wild card,
is this one that they're playing tonight?
Correct.
They're scary. Oh, Ohtani. Remember that thing I asked for?
Ohtani or Ohtani?
We should actually start calling him that.
Ohtani.
Chris Ohtani Hill. This is what Gordon Wittenmeyer told us yesterday about Tito and what Tito does to teams in the second half of seasons.
You know, at this point in his career, he walked in kind of the way Lou Piniella did here, to a lesser extent, maybe Joe Maddon did, where he gets the players in the clubhouse immediately, he gets their attention, right, because of everything that he's accomplished. Now, that said, like, you're right. Like he's got method to his madness, and his madness isn't anything like Joe Maddon's madness. But, like, he's got some really good methods with, like, all the great managers. He assesses what he's got, right? So his first-year teams, I did a story on this. You talk about the Tito bump. His first-year teams are more than 100. It's like 150 percentage points better post-All-Star break than pre-All-Star break. And that includes they got a bump in 2004 when he inherited that Red Sox team that already was a playoff. It was already a pennant contender. It was already a juggernaut team. And he got a second half bump out of that team. In Philly, when he had a horrible team, they were like 40 games under 500 the first half. They were 10, 12, 14 games over in the second half. It's crazy how good his teams get in the second half, especially in that first year as he gets to know his teams later in the season.
Man, that's good stuff. I'm glad it struck you like that and you brought it back. And we'll remember that if we see these Reds go on a run and force their way in, which is entirely possible.
Hopefully that continues when they leave here, because you would hate for it to continue tonight and tomorrow afternoon, because that would be bad, because the Brewers don't lose.
The Brewers don't lose. The Brewers,
they're like Parker Lewis.
Oh, that's nice. You know what they have? You know what they are? They're National League Tampa Bay. That's what the Brewers are. They have built themselves an efficient organization that knows how to create depth and create excellence and then trade for stuff and turn it into gold. They are National League Tampa Bay.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.